Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just wanted to give you a real quick heads up, friends. We're broadcasting live out of that of Muskegon, Wisconsin. Michigan. Muskegon, Michigan. We will be out in Muskegon. At the Transformation Life Church at 2620 McLaughlin Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan. This will start at 6 o'clock tonight. Again, time 6 p.m., Transformation Life Church, 2620 McLaughlin Avenue, Muskegon. Just wanted to give you the heads up really quick before we start rocking it here. I just wanted to hit something really quick, friends. Isn't it interesting how you just got done hearing from the mainstream media? And I'm going to cover some of this. I want you to see maybe some of the things that you haven't seen before concerning the mainstream media, just how blatantly obvious it is as to who they are and who it is that they work for. But you just heard during the break, friends, the oldest man, 112 years old, he just died. And what is the one of the first things they bring up, friends? He survived the Spanish flu. I just want to be clear about what I'm going to tell you next. He survived the Spanish flu, friends, because he didn't take the vaccine back in 1918, 1919. I want to say it again. He survived the Spanish flu because he didn't take the vaccination. What they're doing is they're throwing information out there, friends, completely antithetical to the truth of the matter on so many fronts. Put that up against Isaiah 20 when you get a moment. But with that said, friends, let's get to this. If you want to check this out on social media platforms, please do. We're broadcasting live from a studio right now in a hotel. And we got to do what we got to do, friends, to keep everybody updated as to what's taking place here. But, again, we're here. We're doing this stuff. Matter of fact, on Sunday we were in Brookville, Wisconsin. Monday we did Grand Rapids. Tuesday we did Traverse City. And today we are going to be doing Muskegon at 6 p.m. tonight. Again, as I just said, I wanted to let you know if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and subscribe to that page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page and join us on a Rumble and go ahead and subscribe to that as well. You can also jump over onto beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. We're going to cover much again in this up and coming hour. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it truly is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. Go over to 1 Corinthians 11:1, Timothy 2:5, The list goes on. You get it and you understand, especially those that stick close to the messagings here from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to say a couple things here before we get into the show. I was out in a snowstorm last night, and we went and did this event in Traverse City in Michigan. And, folks, I just got to tell you, a lot of times when we're called into these places, you do need to understand it's not always smooth sailing. I mean, outside of the fact that yesterday was the first time out of 2,500 times that we've ever did public speaking engagements that their projector did not work, first time ever. So I'm getting into a different mode of preach. But what I wanted to address here is the fact that people are not, like, open arms and loving on me and just kind of going with the flow and playing my cheerleaders every step of the way, folks. If that might be the case for the majority because they love the Lord. But the fact of the matter is you're always going to get the one or two or three or four that just can't stand you, without a doubt. And I can discern them a mile away. And with that said, you know, yesterday I'm getting this one that's kind of being obstinate towards me in the room, again, extracting from what I said in a fashion or in a spirit that I did not give it. And it's absolutely amazing to me that my message is to fall under the umbrella of our Christian faith, speaking to the 86% of the population, that we might begin to become one in the body of Christ. But that's only going to happen when we follow the Christ. And what I brought up was the point, isn't it interesting that we have all these denominations? I mean, there's like 1,100 denominations. I mean, you have the Wesleyans, you have the Baptists, you have the Lutherans, you have the Catholics. I mean, the list goes on. Why do we have all of these denominations? We have all these denominations because men want to be followed. And men that don't read their Bibles, they follow the leader of the denomination. And what happens there? Well, then you begin to find that you have schism in the body. And what is schism in the body? Schism is separation. 1 Corinthians 12:25 tells us that there should be no schism in the body. No schism at all. And we're supposed to be following one Christ, not man, not a man-made gospel. As a matter of fact, friends, that's how cults begin, is when men leave off Christ and they begin to follow a man. And I also want to highlight 1 Corinthians 1:10 as well. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now I want to say this before this hard break really quick. It's absolutely amazing to me as to how people will come up to me at the end of our speaking engagements. You know, one or two or three or four or five, you know, I agreed with most of what you said. And then I say to them, well, what do you mean? I didn't come here to give you my opinion. I came here and I preached the Word of God. So what I'm hearing is the part that you didn't agree with is the part that you feel guilty of and convicted of by the Holy Ghost, John 16:8, because you're guilty of it. Because, again, I'm not here giving my opinion. You know, friends, let me say this before this heartbreak. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, period. And I get to see it wherever I go across the country because men's hearts are so hard that they want to stay in their own self-righteousness only to end up where they don't want to end up. But the fact of the matter is, to he who has ears to hear, let him hear. To he who has eyes to see, let him see. But if they can't see and they can't hear, they're going to have to seek the face of God on their own until they can. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Read it when you get a moment. We're going to come right back, friends, and we're going to ask the question, why are these lunatics setting the narrative? And why do the people let these lunatics set the narrative? I know not. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Muskegon. We'll be there at 6 o'clock tonight. Actually, we're there now. We're about 5 minutes away from where we're going to be doing our assembly program this evening. So if you want to check it out, please do come out. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Bradley's schedule, and you can find it there for yourself. Now, listen, I want to get to this right away. Some people have seen this before. Some people haven't seen this before. But I want you to understand how this works, okay, folks? So it starts at the West Coast, and it goes to the East Coast, then the East Coast and the West Coast. It goes back and forth. And what happens is you see all these useful idiots, and you're going to understand as to why I call them useful idiots after you see this short clip on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And it's absolutely amazing to me that people would still take these people for a grain of salt. Because, again, John 8:44 comes to my aid. There is no truth in these people. So let me show you how this works, friends. These are the useful idiots. They all say everything. They parrot everything in unison. They drop it down for them to say. They read it off the teleprompter. And then across the country, back and forth, it goes verbatim out of their mouths as to what it is that they are reading off that teleprompter. This is why we continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So what I want to do is I want to show you this piece really quick, and then we're going to get back to the other parts of the show that we want to, again, convey to everybody.
The campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign can get a little salty. The final days of the campaign can get a little salty.
The final days of the campaign.
So what you're seeing here, friends, on social media platforms is you're seeing them going back and forth, literally saying all over the country at the same time. Okay? They're all parodying the same things that the teleprompter's kicking off for them to read. Okay? This is what you're partaking with. They're all saying the exact same thing verbatim across the country. And how it is, again, to ask the question as to how anybody would take these people for having any credibility whatsoever, again, I have no idea. But somehow or another, people actually take them for face value. And again, what we need to do is we need to be very careful of doing that. Because again, friends, they are useful idiots. This is why we always say, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to show you next is I want to bring up another piece here. And I want you to see on this particular piece, friends, a 9/11 piece, okay? This is outstanding. This is fantastic. And what we're talking about today is why are these lunatics setting the narrative, okay? You've just seen all these useful idiots saying the same thing verbatim all across the country at the same time, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast, okay? This isn't journalism. This is propaganda. But to expose another set of lunatics, I want to go back to 9/11, September 11, 2001, because this guy put together a piece that, again, is just second to none when it comes to the expose of what it is that he's uncovering. And what is it that he's uncovering here, friends? He is uncovering September 11th for what it is. And what was it? And what is it? Well, it's an absolute fraud on so many different levels. Now, what I'm trying to do here, friends, as usual, I am trying to find this piece. I just found this piece. We're going to play this piece, and I want you to hear this piece because, again, this is important that you see what it is that they want you to believe. This guy puts it into perspective because what he does is he proposes this edited video that he put together, and he says this is what they want you to believe. And again, the question is why are the American people allowing these lunatics to set the narrative? Check this out. This is absolutely amazing. A conspiracy theory, 9/11. Now check this out. This is what they want you to believe. Just wait until he starts kicking this thing out.
11th, 2001. 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbored them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site. They can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, development, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told us because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
the way our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important. the SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks. But that's okay, because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay, because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay, because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise, him, and her. And her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media, which told you the hard truths about...
His head could be seen to move violently forward.
And...
They took the baby's eyes incubated.
And mobile production facilities. And...
The rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a batshit, paranoid, tinfoil, dog-abusing baby hater, and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never, ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever.
So, again, I think everybody kind of gets the point, friends, but again, what we're talking about right now is what? Why do the American people continuously let these lunatics set the narrative? I mean, if that wasn't self-explanatory concerning his little exposition here, on September 11th, I don't, it's one of those, I just don't know how to give you the answers that you might be looking for. But friends, this is the truth of the matter. And it's even interesting going back to September 11th, people knew this across the boards, but the media kept driving the narrative. And the people that didn't believe the media, and here it is right here, here's the hypocrisy, Romans 1:18, they didn't believe the hypocrisy, but yet they acted out the hypocrisy in the sense of what they didn't believe. Now I feel like I'm actually narrating this guy's video because I just got them picking up on him. But I think the point is made, friends. There's no truth in these people. And if there's no truth in these people, then why is it that you continuously allow them to drive the narrative, Americans? They're destroying your country on so many levels. You know they're destroying your country on so many levels. You know that there's no truth in these people. But again, friends, what happens? The American people sit back. They wonder what's going on with their country because they fail to deal with the people that are driving the narrative. Friends, to me, that is insane. That is insanity. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a couple more things, friends, concerning insanity and insanity. Because, friends, it is lunacy on the behalf of the American people to believe anything that these propagandists are giving on to us. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of voting bills that would strip states of their rights when it comes to setting up their own rules and regulations and make things federalized are doomed to fail in the Senate. The bills are being debated on the Senate floor, but Democrats need 60 votes to end debate and proceed to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the right to vote is the wellspring of American democracy.
How will the members of this body expand and protect the most basic right, the right to vote, from forces right now in the 21st century conspiring to take it away?
Republicans on the Senate floor pointing out the fact that New York and Delaware, both Democratic-run states, have more restrictive voting measures than Georgia. President Biden set to hold his first news conference since March at the White House. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is sticking to a long-held position regarding the filibuster.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The law is there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and the victims of former school doctor Robert Anderson. Over 1,000 survivors will share a $490 million fund. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that we're going to be out at the Transformation Life Church at 2620 McLaughlin Avenue, Muskegon, at 6 p.m. We had 11 invitations, folks, so we broke them down to seven dates, and in the process, we're kicking them off right now, and I got my backside handed to me yesterday, as you can hear in my voice, but with that said, we're going to keep going forward, but again, we're going to be at the Transformation Life Church, 2620 McLaughlin Avenue, Muskegon, Michigan, at 6 o'clock tonight. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. What are we talking about right now? Why do the American people let these lunatics set the narrative? Because, again, you know that there's no truth in them. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Instead of leaving a long message on social media platforms, just call in and ask the question. We can answer much quicker that way. I just got done sharing with you the 911, a conspiracy theory. Folks, the lunacies of what they sold to the American people. The cover-up that ensued, friends, from start to finish, is second to none. Well, I also wanted to add on, and then we'll switch up on topics here. Mindy Robinson just did a documentary on the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting, and she dives deep into the cover-up, okay? You can almost bet your bottom dollar whenever there's some high-profile crime that takes place in the United States of America, you can almost bet your bottom dollar in some capacity, you will find the fingerprints of the feds on them as well. Not in every given case. But in this particular case, friends, concerning this Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay, folks, how many of these eyewitnesses and survivors died mysteriously after that shooting that took place that they wanted to blame on one man? Remember, there's the lone wolf syndrome again. Folks, you got to question everything that you're being told on so many different levels. Now what I want to do, I'm going to show you a video. And you're going to hear the audio, obviously, but this is, again, we're talking about why do you allow the lunatics to set the narrative? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to show you a COVID actor, okay? She's a COVID actor that's being exposed for being an actor in different crises. They call them crisis actors, okay? Well, people pulled the curtain back on this particular victim of COVID only to find out that, guess what, friends, that she is, in fact, a COVID actor. And I want you to see it for yourself as to what it is that you're about ready to see here. This is lunacy once again. And the question that I'm proposing to the people is, why are you letting these people set the narrative? I know not. She's saying she's a single mom and it's just not easy. Only to find out that, guess what, friends, that she's another one of those that was exposed to be the fraud that she is, in fact, playing out in the face of the people. I've got another one here. And you can read it on social media platforms or you can hear it. But again, what I want you to hear here, friends, is the fact that these people are lying to you, that they are actors. And again, what we're proposing to everybody that's watching and listening, why do you continuously let these people set the narrative when you know that they are lying? The one that I'm about ready to show you right now, she is an actress, and she begins to laugh after she tries to sell herself as one that's crying in the face of the people. And so in other words, friends, what she has done is exposed herself as being the fraud that she truly is, because she truly is a fraud. And when I say that, I'm not kidding in any sense of the word. So let's go ahead and check this lady out. And I want you to listen into particular as to how she ends her little action here when she starts to laugh about children dying, because that's exactly what she does.
Hi, my name is Dr. Pia Myers. I'm the director of the pediatric ER here at NCH. I'm here today to tell you what is happening in our community, in our children of our community. I work as a clinician in the ER.
Do you? Let me check it out. Oh, look. Oh, yeah, sure. Get your checks out. Cool.
Yeah, y'all know I don't talk to you.
How many times has this site been updated, I wonder?
Once? The day of? Now, hold on. Wait a minute. What about this site?
Yeah, I'll make right to this.
Oh! It's only been updated twice! The day before.
I mean, if you're gonna use actors, at least get good ones.
To encourage safety. I'll be all emotional here for a second. Okay. Oh, I'm getting all like, oh.
Doing great.
Oh, I'm trying to encourage everybody to please take this Delta variant very seriously due to the transmissibility. It is incredibly contagious, and our children are getting sick.
Are you beginning to understand, friends, what I'm sharing with you here? Because it's all fabricated. It's all a lie, every step of the way. There's footage from Sandy Hook where a dad got up and he started to act as if something happened to one of his children. And then he said he wanted to go ahead and do another take. And this is going over and over and over again on the airwaves. Can I ask somebody something here at 1-866-582-9933? How come the American people aren't holding these frauds accountable? This isn't legal activity. This is fraud. This is premised on fraud. This is how they're pushing the pandemic. This is what they're continuously pushing on the people to further their plandemic. And yet, no matter how many times they're exposed for who they are and what it is that they're responsible for, the American people let them set the narrative again. And I suspect that as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, this is probably why people get angry with me, because I hold them accountable. I know most people, when they go to church, they want to be talked around or they want to be talked over. But that's not what preachers do. They talk to the people. I mean, this has got to be pretty embarrassing on the behalf of the people, friends, that just go along to get along over and over and over again. Matter of fact, isn't it interesting guys like me are called conspiracy theorists when I show you that concerning this pandemic? But for some reason or another, these people on social media platforms, this is normal activity. I got a picture of a lady with a scarf over her mouth. Then she's got a mask over the top of her mouth. Then she's got a bubble over the top of her head. And then she has oxygen going into the bubble that she has on her head. She looks like an astronaut. Somehow or another, these aren't the conspiracy theorists guys like me are. And I suspect that, again, this is why people probably get mad at guys like me, because I tell you things that expose the hypocrisy of the people that actually put up with this garbage. And that's really what this comes down to. I know so many times, friends, and as a matter of fact, I can even give you a particular. John Wesley was a great field preacher. He was a prophet of God in England in the 1700s. He used to go around preaching, and he would have up to 1,500 people following him around. He would preach up to 5 days or five times a day. At the end of his life, it was said that he rode horseback over 500,000 miles as he preached five times a day. But this is what I want you to hear. During that time when he would preach, he'd have up to 1,500 people walking around with him, and he would begin to spell out the crimes, the sins, that were committed by the people before God. And these 1,500 people, they would act like they were all buddy-buddy with John Wesley. And John Wesley, being a faithful witness deliverer souls, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, he would turn around and look at all those 1,500 people and say, "It's you that I'm talking to." That's a faithful witness. By the way, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. This is merely an expose of the American people and what it is that they tolerate. Let's go back to John F. Kennedy really quick. Do you know that 81% of the people don't believe that Oswald was the lone shooter or he had anything to do with that shooting? September 11th, did you know that 50% of the people right after September 11th, do you realize that 50% of them, they were protesting in the streets? They said that it was an inside job. Folks, I can go to these school shootings, I can go to these theater shootings, and they'll tell you the same thing. And again, it's not every given scenario, but the fact of the matter is, friends, these narratives are set as a cover-up for the truth of the matter. And this is designed to confuse the people. And the only reason the people are confused in this country, friends, is because they have taken their eyes off the author and the finisher of their faith. Is that true? Yes, it is true. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting, friends. I'm going to show you in just a minute here. You guys all know this lunatic, and she is a lunatic. I don't feel for her. This woman stands against pro-lifers like nobody does, and why? Because she's guilty of abortion, just like that of Whoopi Goldberg. But they have their own television shows. They're put up in Hollywood to direct the people. And which direction are they directing them? Straight into hell. Straight into that of confusion. All by design. Because again, friends, if I can demoralize you, if I can confuse you, I'm weakening you. And if I'm weakening you, guess what, friends? I can control you. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what the people are that are controlling these useful idiots that are allowed to somehow or another set the narrative in your country. And again, for the life of me, I don't understand it. Friends, we're talking about why are these lunatics setting the narrative in this country? Because the American people have not lawfully dealt with their fraudulent crimes. That's why. Again, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking you the question, only you can answer, why is it that we're allowing these lunatics to set the narrative in this country? Why is it that they have been held without being liable for their frauds against the American people? Folks, this is why when you take an issue into court, this is why the mainstream media does not want to be brought into court, because they know that 8 times out of 10, if they end up in court because the people hate the media, that they will lose the case. Okay? So in other words, they're a part of the establishment problem, and what we need to do is take even a stronger stance and remain steadfast in dealing with the crimes of these people by exposing them for who they are. Let me say it this way, friends. They have zero credibility, and you know it, and I know it. So let me take you to the next lunatic here. This is Alyssa Milano. She's blaming her COVID. It's interesting how she just drank that one right in, didn't she, friends? A virus that can't be proven to the degree that they want to bolster and embellish it, to the point of going on for 3 years. Is she not paying attention to how many times this narrative has been debunked? Apparently not. But, folks, if you see the things that Alyssa Milano is guilty of and the absolute stupidities that this woman continuously blurts out of her mouth, oh, my goodness. Well, then this will make absolute sense as to what you're going to hear from her right now. I want you to listen to what she has to say here. This is Alyssa Milano. And what she's doing is talking about her virus, okay? She's talking about COVID-19. But I want you to listen to what she says throughout the duration of this really short video. It's about 35 seconds long. And again, what I want you to hear is what it is she has to say in her confusion to the rest of us. Because again, friends, you can't even make up what she's about ready to say. So let's listen to this.
Long COVID. My symptoms look better after the second I had got a vaccine, and it actually did help with some of my symptoms. But I still get, you know, heart palpitations and shortness of breath and tingling in my hands and feet. And it'll just come out of nowhere. Like, I'll be good for, I don't know, a week, 10 days, and then all of a sudden, I'll be hit pretty hard with it, you know, and I had COVID 2 years ago. So, yeah, it is not just a cold. I still
Friends, do you hear what she's saying here? She's saying she just doesn't understand why she's getting all these heart palpitations, and she's trying to figure out why she has shortness of breath, and it's because she's ignoring the truth. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about, because I'm going to this page, which is a great resource to go to, Health Impact News. 37,927 deaths and 3,392,632 injuries following COVID shots. This is in the European database. And she's here to tell me and you, friends, that these experimental jabs, they work. She wants you to believe that they work, friends. She just wants you to overlook all the facts that expose the experimental jab for what it truly is. Oh, my goodness. This is insanity. Absolute insanity. And guess what the people are going to do? They're going to sit back just the way that they have been over the last 3 years, and a good portion of the people are going to sit there and ignore the facts, and they're going to try to figure out why they have the symptoms. Why they have the symptoms. Well, I showed most of you yesterday concerning what was going on with Dr. Robert O. Young at an international tribunal, and he's calling this a genocide. And he reverts right back to that of, guess who, Bill Gates. Why are we ignoring the truth here, friends? If we ignore the truth, we ignore the facts, which are stubborn things, we ignore them to our own demise. And another question is, why is it that those that are telling the truth and exposing the fraud, regardless of what topic it may be, why is it that they're being censored by the mainstream media? Why are these lunatics allowed to set the narrative, friends? You're the only ones that can stop them. I can't stop them for you, friends, alone. We can do this together. But again, I want you to check this out. If you did not hear this, you need to hear this.
Synthetic molecules serve the living? They don't.
Right.
I mean, none.
And am I right in suggesting that a medicine, by definition, is something which contains synthetic molecules, something that is registered, patented, and put into the market as a medicine?
Absolutely.
Right. So what I'm learning from you, Dr. Young, is that a quadrillion-dollar enterprise is at work amongst us, decimating, culling the human family.
Intentionally.
Intentionally, using synthetic molecules.
Decimating and killing the human family, this international quorum stated, intentionally. Intentionally, okay? I want you to listen to the rest of this, and I want you to pay attention to as to who he pays, points his finger back at, because this is the source. One person, along with his subordinates, are responsible for this genocide. Listen carefully.
By design.
By design.
Cancer, AIDS, all of this.
For the purpose of sterilization and population control, there's too many people on the planet we need to get rid of. In the words of Bill Gates, at least 3 billion people need to die. So we'll just start off in Africa. We'll start doing our research there, and we'll eliminate most of the Africans, because they're deplorable. They're worthless. They're not part of this world economy. So they have their rights taken away, and they're suppressed and they're experimented.
And the multilateral agencies and the health and regulatory so-called authorities and agencies appear in the main to have become weaponized and appear, I again use the word appear advisedly, we're not casting judgments here, we're taking depositions.
Yeah, lives in the millions are being lost on a global basis, and he said we're not casting judgments here. That's the problem with the American people. That's the problem concerning what's going on concerning this particular point of this pandemic. It's because the people don't bring judgment. Isaiah 26:9, upon the heads of the wicked, they're going to continuously do the things that they do. And as this guy just said, we're not going to cast judgment. These are just allegations, the one guy said, but the doctor was calling it out for what it was, a purposed genocide. And yet the people in this country and globally are still trying to figure this out. Why do the people allow the lunatics to set the narrative? How many people need to die? What happens when this comes to your front door, friends? What happens when it comes to your front door? Amos 6:3. Because it's going to come to your front door. You lack judgment. And the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 28, evil men understand not judgment. We all know Bill Gates and all of his little subordinates, including our government and our state representatives and governors and mayors and the medical industry and the WHO and the CDC and the NIH, are all subordinate to the likes of a Bill Gates who wants to depopulate the world because he said that the world is overpopulated. I'll tell you this, as I said yesterday, if that's the case, Bill, you sacrifice yourself first. You and your family sacrifice yourself first. If it's overpopulated and you really care about what's going on this planet, then go ahead and take yourself out. But that's not what happens. The American people allow him to do the things that he does, and he wants to lower the world population. I've played the video so many times. It's easy to access. Where he said he wanted to lower the world population by 3 billion people. But the American people and the people on a global basis, what do? They sit back and they act like they don't know the truth of the matter. I mean, that is a glutton for punishment, is it not? If you look at Jonah 2:8, what does it tell us? Jonah 2:8 tells us that they that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy. So in other words, as you let this continuously go forward, you're forsaking your own mercy by not dealing with those that are in fact attacking you. That's ignorance. I can't say that's ignorance in action. That's ignorance in inaction. That's ignorance in an apathetic state waiting to be slaughtered. And that is, in fact, what is happening here in this country today. Little by little, it's rolling forward. Just yesterday, I seen some video in Boston where they were at a subway and they couldn't eat or drink unless they had their vaccine passport. That was all supposedly struck down by the courts just last week. Why are they going forward, friends? Why do you allow these people to set the narrative? We'll talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.